Ambassador Ryan Crocker served as U.S. diplomat for over 30 years, including postings in Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq. He says building alliances in Syria poses huge dangers for Washington.
If we're dealing with people who say all they have left are suicide vests, you know, one wonders what their basic orientation is. And I think this has been the problem all along. The best organized, the most effective of the rebel groups are also the most hostile to the West. Putting weapons into groups that we consider moderate, like the Free Syrian Army, I think run the risk of being hijacked by these extremists.
But what can the U.S. do in the meantime, aside from washing its hands of being involved in Syria?
We need to shore up the periphery. I think we need to pay all the attention we can to Lebanon, to Jordan, to Iraq, as well as to Turkey, which is in a stronger position. Jordan and Lebanon are very, very vulnerable. So I think we have to be very active with our assistance programs, both in support of Syrian refugees so they don't become a radicalized population like the Palestinians of a couple of decades ago. We need to look at what other immediate needs the Lebanese government has so that that country doesn't become the next domino to fall in this regional conflict. So that's number one, engage Syria's neighbors to see that the contagion does not spread. The second thing I would argue, we need to figure out how to get some Arabic-speaking, area-knowledgeable diplomat into Syria to make some assessments on the ground of what the situation is, what our options are, who we can work with, who we can't work with. Yes, there's a risk. After Benghazi, no one wants to take risks. But the fact is, that's what your foreign service is for.
Ryan Crocker, there seems to be with Syria a parallel with Egypt in terms of the struggle to find a role to play by the U.S. What is guiding U.S. policy in Syria and Egypt right now? We've been told human rights and democracy were at the forefront. Was that rhetoric? And is that just out the window now?
Right now, our paramount interest has to be ensuring that Egypt does not become Syria. We've got to be clear-eyed about this. In a country with virtually no democratic tradition, like Egypt, you simply don't get democracy based on the rule of law and all the institutions that we enjoy in this country by the overthrow of an autocrat. You get pretty much what we've got now.
What is this moment like for diplomats regarding Egypt? I mean, what's the moral dilemma that diplomats are going through right now and can't really talk about? Can you offer us a possible peek inside Ambassador Ann Patterson's head right now?
We agonize over these moments, but as senior diplomats, they are also the moments we live for. Enormously complex situations that present existential challenges to the region and to our own interests, where Washington is unsure of how to proceed. The man or woman on the spot has enormous responsibilities and enormous opportunities to make the analyses, the recommendations, and chart the way forward that the administration can then adapt.
Meanwhile, the governments of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are pouring billions of dollars into Egypt's new regime. In comparison, will the U.S. have any clout there in that pivotal country? Has the U.S. already kind of created a zero option in Egypt by default?
The talk about declining U.S. influence is vastly overstated. In my judgment, we remain the most important diplomatic player in the world, and that includes in Egypt. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are allies of the United States. You leverage the resources of your friends as well as your own. What I hope we're doing is engaging them in a very serious dialogue of what we jointly or collectively want to achieve in Egypt and how our respective resources can be used to further that.
Veteran diplomat Ryan Crocker was a U.S. ambassador to many trouble spots, including Afghanistan and Iraq. Good to speak with you again, Ambassador. Thank you.
Thank you.